this week, episode 3 for today. You know, it doesn't matter. There's no more video recording. Now, Michael's making somewhat obscene gestures. Okay, so today we got lots of crap to talk about because this is like the first one in like 20 weeks. So, first thing up, someone goes to prison for looking at some porno. That would suck. Now,
did he go to prison or did he almost go to prison? Because I watched that video.
He might have almost gone to prison. He might not have.
It was like a CNN video or something.
No, it was on ABC News. 16-year-old Matthew Ranney was about as normal a teenager as Vine, okay? He looks like he accidentally downloaded some kiddie pornography. Which is the worst kind of pornography. So, yeah. Wait a second. Okay. Yeah, whatever. So, yeah, he was looking at porno, and apparently looking at some of the bad porno. Nah, enough of the guy. I actually think he did not get prison time because he said, I accidentally was looking at this, so I was like, okay, whatever. Yeah, so the Blizzard guy, some guy at Blizzard says StarCraft 2. Yeah, StarCraft 2. whatever. That's the only other game other than AoE that I like for AoE 3, not the first 3, kinda. But, yeah. Okay, we don't really have anything to talk about, but I don't even know where to go. So, yes.
But isn't that kind of like what normally happens? Nothing to talk about?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, 58% of retailers have PS3s in stock. And, you know, the Sony guy is offering, like, over, like, $1,000 for anyone that can find a PS3 in stock, so. You know? I bet I can make $1,200 if I go to the Fry's and get a PS3 in stock. That'd be cool. You know on YouTube, there's that one guy. Like, there's the weird faces, like,
no, man, that's funny.
It's kind of stupid.
It's so funny.
But it's kind of stupid.
It's so funny.
Not as funny as the anti-rape condom.
My fan's going, but my laptop's relatively cool.
Yeah, Michael got a MacBook Pro, which means he has a MacBook Pro now. Yeah, this is a pretty stupid episode. We're not... I don't have any cough medicine or anything, so I'm not kind of high, you know, like, whoa. So, I think my head might explode. I'm wearing the always canceling headphones. Like, oh, fuck.
Oh, you mean the Bose thing?
I have the Bose on right now.
You mean the QC3s? The ones that cost $300?
No, these are some other ones my mom got that did cost $300.
Oh.
No, sorry about that. But the Quiet Comfort 2. Yeah, I'll be unexpectedly coughing, so keep the volume kind of low. Because there will be times when I start coughing. You know, the Pope condemns video games and says they're bad.
Yes, I do.
And you know what? So video games and porn are now going to go after. It says he suggests that children be encouraged to enjoy classical literature, fine arts, and uplifting music. Oh yeah.
Wish you could see the video on that.
Yeah, it was kind of half asleep. Okay, so, yeah. It was kind of, I had an amazing episode. We recorded last week, but we kind of died.
Kinda?
Yeah, because I was going to edit it now on my dad's G5 with soundtrack, but it died. But the wiretap didn't record, so.
I need to download Growl. I haven't put it on my MacBook Pro yet.
Oh, Growl.
Everyone who has a Mac needs to download Growl notification.
It's almost as addictive as Quicksilver. It's so stupid. It's so cool. It's like Quicksilver. But
yeah, whatever, Jeremy.
Yeah, but you don't use Quicksilver. So
I tried it, and then I'm just like, oh my god, it doesn't let me type.
That and chat, the for iChat.
Yeah,
chat.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay. Anyway. Oh, crap, coughed again. I would edit these out if I'm too lazy.
You know when you search Growl in Google,
yeah.
The first thing you get is the Growl website.
So, is that unexpected, or?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, Well, what? You would expect something else.
Well, it shouldn't it? You know what? You know what? I clicked on again. The anti-rape condom. Oh man, I love it. So like, oh my god, so stupid, so amazing.
It's so old, is what it is.
Yeah, they don't even have, it says all rights reserved, copyright 2004 to 2006.
Ah, so we can now technically copy the anti-rape condom without being sued.
Theoretically. So yeah.
I really like on the MacBook Pro. The power button is so shiny.
So shiny.
Shiny.
I went to my dad's, but he wouldn't let me use it because I break stuff too easy. Have we talked about the gender genie yet?
Yes, we have, Jeremy.
Yeah, last week.
We talked about the gender genie.
Oh, well, anyway, the gender genie. It thinks Michael's a girl, which is kind of funny. And thinks I'm a guy, so that's good. But I think Michael's a girl, so I always make fun of him for that. Anyway. I don't know, apparently... You know, I think it might be a good thing if you write like a girl. Because aren't they better writers?
Or did I don't know.
Pull that out of my ass. I don't know, but... Yeah.
All the girls in my school do get higher grades in English.
Oh. Yeah, so... what else? So do you think that, would you buy an iPhone?
No, because I don't need a smartphone.
Yeah, but it's the iPhone. You can listen to your iTunes music. You can surf the net. It can wipe your butt for you. Who knows what it can do? But you can't use third-party applications.
Yep.
What the fuck was with that, Apple? Or were they smoking a little too much when they made that? Or something? I don't know.
Or something.
They just saw this on Dig that girls are now drinking like guys with the help of beer pong and other games. That's good. You know why? It makes ugly people look better. Good.
Thanks for that, Jeremy.
Like the beer goggles, that when a guy drinks beer, he'll do a more ugly girl. No.
Yeah.
So. Oh man, there's something. Oh, never mind. I thought there's boobs, but it was just. It's all this plastic surgery ad. So like, would you do a girl that had fake boobs?
Yes.
Oh. No, I don't know. Nicole Smith died. So sad. So sad. Well, not really, but... She did die.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Never have a chance to date her now. I don't know. I don't really like her, though. Kind of ugly. Kind of weird looking. Kind of creepy. Married like an 85-year-old guy for the money.
Okay, so speaking of 85-year-old men and the anti-rape condom,
yeah.
You know where this is going.
No, I don't.
So, at school, we had this, like, internet safety, air quotes, presentation. And it wasn't even internet safety, it was pretty much MySpace safety.
So,
this girl was like, there's this girl that came in and she talked to us about internet safety.
Okay.
And she was saying shit like, oh, I met this guy who I thought was 15 on the internet, and he turned out to be 26, and 26, blah, blah, blah.
Like,
he was
going
to rape me, but he didn't.
Well,
and then, like,
why didn't
and the whole, and the moral of the story is, don't sit in front of your friends during serious presentations, because all my friends were like, oh, man, Mike, I bet he was a 9-year-old guy with 3 fingers and no legs. And I cracked up through the whole thing.
Okay. Isn't that a good thing, so you're not bored out of your mind?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So. You see, we never have any of that stuff because we're in a more tech-savvy area. The Bay Area versus wherever the heck you live. In the middle of nowhere. Versus the Bay
Area.
Yeah,
Jeremy, that's where I live.
Middle of nowhere, California. I mean, how would you describe where you live?
Foothills.
Oh. I'd be coughing there, but I edited that out.
I'm installing Growl right now, so...
Wow. So, anyway... Yeah.
Oh, I can Growl, man. I'll be installing it.
Okay. I'd edit that out, but I don't edit. Yeah, so, anything else you want to say?
Gay.
Okay. What, you're gay, Michael? I didn't know that.
No.
Okay. Well, apparently, folks, Michael is...
I didn't change.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
How do I save?
This is like so random and stupid. Yeah, Marshall, if you're listening to this, please check your email more. You check it more now, but yeah, Michael's coming into town today, or into the city, away from where it actually goes. So we'll probably record a podcast tomorrow. So Marshall, if you do subscribe to this, which I imagine you do, yeah, so you can come to my house and do some stuff. Call me if you get my phone number. I don't have your phone number or anything though. So I'm just like, if I need to talk to him, I'm screwed. Okay, so anything else you want to talk about? No.
Poop.
Poop. Have you seen the poop rating scale?
Yeah.
Okay.
You show it to me pretty much every day,
yeah.
Jeremy.
Okay, so if you do a search for poop in Wikipedia, let me find it real quick. There's a scale that has
And this is my cat.
Oh. But no one can see that cat other than me.
He's sleeping. Very sleepy, kitty.
So anyway, where's diarrhea? Oh, yeah, so there's something called the Bristol Stool Chart. There's about 7 types of poo. Okay? Type 1 is separate hard lumps like nuts. That is not good. It says hard to pass. So, not good at all. Type 2, sausage-shaped but lumpy. Now, type 3, like a sausage but with cracks on the surface. Type 4, like a sausage or steak, smooth and soft. And finally, well, there's 2 more, 3 more. And then type 5, which is soft blobs with clear-cut edges, just kind of like diarrhea. Then type 6, which is like more diarrhea-ish. And type 7, entirely liquid. Ugh.
I've only had type 7 like once.
I don't think I've ever had type 7. I've had type 6 and 5. Most of the time it's type 2 or 3. Anyway, it's pretty cool. I'll post a link to it, I guess. But anyway. So 3 and 4 are the kinds you want. 5 and 6 are kind of like diarrhea, and 7 is not good at all. If you have 7, you're screwed. But, yeah.
7 is when you need to start drinking Pediasure.
Yeah, probably. And there also is a type 8, which is like something not on the scale. So, you know, let me do a Google picture search for this. Anyway. Anyway, so don't get type 8 or 1. Especially 1. 1 would suck. You'd be screwed. It's like, Okay. So, Michael, are you actually paying attention? What the? Who the hell is that? Okay.
Gay people.
Yeah, Michael, you're gonna get killed. Okay. Can they actually hear that?
No. I have a headset on.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I think we should finish this. Oh, crap, GarageBand just crashed. Never mind. Geek This Week episode. Oh, crap, did it stop recording? Oh, never mind. We're okay. We are okay. It's Geek This Week episode 3, so keep geeking and weekin'.